This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abom. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. And we are up to Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph. The final Sif of Simen Chav Zayin. Tzorach Hashiyah HaShachar Shabratzus Utsad Chutz V'lo Yishabchu Bein Shal Yad Bein Shal Rosh. The black of the strap needs to be to the outer side. It should not turn the other way, whether it's the shalyad or the shalresh. Yishal shalretzush yu tluyin lefanav. You should hang down the straps that they should be suspended before you. V'yagiyu aratabor. They should reach the navel. Oy lamalu imenamad, or a little bit above. This is very important. Roichav haretzuay shalyad. The width of the strap of the hand, v'shal roish, ka'oirech sa'oira lefachos, is at least the length of a barley corn. Now, the width of the ritzua of the yad and the roish should be at least the length of a barley corn. The impiches mishir oirech haritzuais v'rachvan. If your ritzuais became less than the shear, if you can't find others, manichan kamoshen, you should put them on as is, ad sheyimtza acheres kashir, until you find other ones. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. V'lo yishabchu, v'im nishabchu, if let's say you realize, oy vai, you know, the strap was inside out. Midas chasidus l'sanos l'lifters b'tzedakah. It's considered saintly practice to fast or to redeem with charity. Now, there's a shaila. You might not have even been yoytzei the mitzvah. That we'll see later on in Siman Lamed Gimel. The only thing you have to be really careful about is what encircles the head, and the bicep pamachas. So in other words, what we're talking about is what encircles the head and what encircles the first time. The additional seven wrappings, as we've said many times, is not ma'akev. You don't even really have to do them. What you wrap after, or what's hanging down, you don't even have to be makbid at all that it doesn't turn around. It's not meikar mitzvah. Now, again, we said earlier in Simen Chaf Hesiv Katan Lamed Ches, the Dershu quotes El Charchila, they're a mitzvah, and that Rizal was not to be korech them before the Tvon Shel Roish, but you don't have to be makbid that it doesn't turn around. Out of beauty for the mitzvah, it is correct to be mahapich that the black side is to the outside, afilu b'hamoisar, even in the rest. Now, what about people who have black on black? So maybe that for them, it's not even noy mitzvah. The Kaf HaChaim says it's still noy mitzvah because it's more shiny. Okay, bein shal yad, bein shal roish. Hinei b'shal yad shu royak shu meiniach yochalur shal yisabek lo yakesh v'lo yiratzua. The shal yad that you see when you're putting it on, you could see that it doesn't turn around, not the knot and not the strap. V'shal roish, the shal roish te'enoi royak shu meiniach savar roish. You don't see when you're putting it around your head. Yemashmeish heitev biyadai, you should feel very well, mimakam akzitza, from the place of the bias, b'chol tzad, meaning run your hands through, v'yargish munachem karay, make sure it's put on properly. Ad ha-tabor, so how long should the straps go in the front? Up to the navel. V'im hoisef alzeh, if you want to add, les lan ba. Not a problem. Oy lamal mimenu, v'ayim b'chidush Rabbi Kiv Eger, v'chid ma'ar zetchem, looking Rabbi Kiv Eger and the Malbim, demaski d'shal yimin ara tabor, the right side should be at least until the navel, v'shal smal ara chaza, and the left side at least till the chest. And if you're a lefty, doesn't matter, it's right, left. It doesn't make an afkamina whether you're righty or lefty. V'tor kasavoyed, the Torah says further, v'yei sharmim, some say d'shal yimin ara hamila, the right side, up to the mila b'shel smal al hatabor, and I think that's what most people do. Ka'orach sa'ara, the length of a barley corn, and that is hainu b'klipasa with its shell. Chazoinish says 10.7 millimeters. The Chazon Hirsch says it's not possible to mitzamsem, therefore you should do at least 11 millimeters. According to Reb Chaim Noah, 10 millimeters. Now, Aval b'loy ha'oiket shelah, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's with its shell, but not with its thorn, not with its bottom. D'yesh ba'akatsin aruchim oid, because the thorn on the bottom could be very long. Some say it's enough, the width of the thorn, it's enough to have the length of wheat, not barley, and it's less than barley. Here's the point. It's not such an issue that the ritsua will shrivel up and become smaller than the size of a barley corn. But where you're tightening it on the arm, where you're constantly exerting pressure, Sharogul Sharatsun is kamtasham. Very often the ritsua gets diminished there. Oishin of sekes, or it gets a little cut, actually nishaba kashir, that you're no longer left with the shear. Reb Chaim Knievsky says when we say there's an issue if it gets shriveled up, it means that mamish gets shriveled up and if you sort of flatten it out, it won't revert back. But if it just gets a little shriveled, but when you make it straight, it will be kashir, that's okay. Now, here's the question. Everybody wants to know. Okay, let's just do a few more. Now, if you don't find others, you put them down. Why? Some say they're still kosher. Put it on. But of course, you don't make a bracha. Now, the Chazon Ish says that why is the Shulchan Aruch so lenient? That if this is what you have, it's okay, because these shiurim are not Medina de Gemara. But to do less than a shiur that's Medina de Gemara, let's say the shiur of Edzbat Sereda, for the length of the ritsua, then you can't even put it on. Unless you mamish can't get others. K'moy shehen. Now let's see this Mishnah Berurah. K'moy shehen. V'ha'achroinim maske. The machroinim conclude as follows. Im piches mishir oirach shbishal yad. Hanizgar l'abasiv ches. Yoniach b'li bracha. If it's less than the shear of the length of the shal yad that we mentioned earlier in Sif Ches, namely the oirech of the ritsua shel yad is to encircle the arm and tie a kesher and stretch out to the middle finger and wrap three around it, then you have to put it on without a bracha. Yesh kedei lifshad al etzbat sreida, if you could reach the middle finger, hakrichos ein ma'akvin. Uva oirech ritsua shel roish kosev ba'artz hazachayim b'diyeved. The minimum length of the tzuras shel roish, the Aretz HaZachayim says, the dafkim yesh chutz mimash ha'makif ha'roish, al kapanim kishir shnei tefachim. The minimum shir is besides what encircles the head, you have a minimum of two tefachim. Halav hachi yinichim b'lai bracha, otherwise you put on without a bracha. Ulin in roich av ritzuras shel yad v'shel roish, hechmer gamkein. Regarding the bedieved shir of the width of the ritzua, the malbim in the Aretz HaZachayim is machmer. If it's not the width of a chita, you put on with a bracha ayin sham. Can you fix the ritsuais? Fine. Now, people want to know, what do I say about black on black? Should you have, what's better, black on black, or the way people put on tefillin for a few hundred years? So I say like this, very pashut. Usually we say, when it comes to doing a mitzvah, do it the way everybody did it. Do it the way they did it for hundreds of years. However, there's a chshash over here. The chshash is that very often the paint peels. And if the paint peeled, and because of that you don't have the width of a barley corn, or at least a wheat corn, you can't make a bracha and fill in our puzzle. So when it's just a matter of, is it better A or is it better B, do it the way they always did it. But here, halachically, you're going to be in much better shape if you have black on black. Because of any paint peels, you don't have an issue because it's all black and you never have a situation where your tzuas are less than the shear. So whatever tefillin you have now, they're great. If you're buying tefillin, I say black on black. It minimizes any halachic questions that could come up. Anyway, that's just my two cents. Okay, the Mechaber continues. Tefillin shel rosh, the head tefillin, toiv liyosim gluyim v'nirim. They should be revealed and uncovered. But a student before his Rebbe should not reveal his tefillin shel rosh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, toiv liyosim. Sivkata memhei. Dechsiv v'ro kol amei aretz. It says all the nations of the world should see, so everyone should see. The minhag of the Arizal brought in the Mishnah Berurah earlier in Simen Ches of Katan Dalid was to cover the head tefillin. But it should not be completely covered. The Machzor Shekel says you should cover it like a roof, so that at least from in front you could see it. The Toiv Shigam Kesher Yeh Megula. It's good that the knot in the back should be revealed. That's not the minhag. B'diavad, afim hayu mechusim legamri yata. B'diavad, if the tefillin shel rosh were completely covered, you're yotze. But the fact that it needs to say that b'diavad, if the tefillin shel rosh are completely covered, you're yotze, means they need to be seen. Don't cover your head like you'd be a ghost. You know, people wrap their head. No, the tefillin shel rosh needs to be seen. Ein lahakbid. Okay, the Rama continues. Shall yad in lahakbid amhem gluim al mechusim. The tefillin shel yad were not makbid if they're gluim or mechusim. However, we said many times they're better to be covered, like it says v'hayu lachem la'ais ein lahakbid u'mikamak mecharchil tov yosel chasos. It's better to cover them. Now, are you allowed to have this little box on the shel yad so that the corners stay sharp? Not pasha that it's mutter. According to many poskim, it is prohibited. You hear this? The Levushei Mordechai, the Pischei Tshuva, says you should not do it. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's not nice to have a box on the tefillin shel yad. However, Zichron Yehuda brings to the Maram Shik that it's mutter. The Chazonish did it. He would take it off before he put on the tefillin. He would put it on after he tied it. And the Shevet Alevi says, L'charchilo, you should take it off before you put on the tefillin and put it on after. B'dievet, if you put it on before the Shel Rosh, it's okay. It's not a hefsek. I have to say, I didn't know this. Okay, so I have to remember tomorrow. I usually leave my box on because this way the corners stay sharp. But it seems like it's better for it not to be on, at the very least at the time of the bracha. In other words, the Maram Shik and the Chazonish had it on. However, they would all take it off for the bracha, including for the Shel Rosh. So in other words, it sounds like you're allowed to keep it on, but should not be on at the time of the bracha. That's a chiddush, no? Mustama, you knew that, but I didn't know this. Okay. The Rama said, V'nirali, the achshav she'in manichin ala b'zman kriyashma tefillin. Nowadays, that we only wear tefillin for kriyashma tefillin. Afilu talmud lefnei rabbi, yachal agalos af b'shal roish. Nowadays, even a student before his Rebbe, he could reveal the shal roish. Chena minog shalai lezar. The minog is not to be careful that a Talmud could wear the shel rosh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mem Ches, Mem Guyim, Perishim, Nikru'u Begadav, Leslanba. This is going on, the Rama said, the shel yad were not makbid if they're galoy or mechusa. Perosh, that if the garment is torn, there's no issue. But you're now to put it on the garment, v'chana abasafei. L'maisa, we saw earlier that it's better that the shel yad be covered, because the shel yad is for you as a nois and not for others. The shel rosh is v'ro kol amei ha'aretz. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.